Now, the rest of the story. Julia Elizabeth Wells grew up with the war. She was not yet four when her native Britain got into the fighting. A year later, Hitler began hurling explosives at London. Liz was living with her mother and stepfather in one of the worst of that city's slums. When her parents began earning more money, they all moved a step up to Beckenham. And they were happy there. Nazi bombing had begun to taper off. But then 1944, when little Liz was eight, a new threat zoomed out of the southern sky. Doodlebugs was what the British called them. They were pilotless aircraft bearing heavy explosives. About the time they reached southeast England, they ran out of gas. The British countered with every defensive measure they could think of. Fighters and anti-aircraft guns, barrage balloons. Of course, they tried bombing the German launching sites, but still the dreadful doodlebugs took their toll. So, in and around London, air raid shelters were everywhere, the community of Beckenham included. Little Liz, bedecked with whistle and opera glasses, was the appointed neighborhood lookout, and she took her job seriously. For some reason, the folks at Beckenham refused to heed official air raid warnings, but they would listen to Liz. Nights in the neighborhood shelter were twice as long as anywhere else on the planet. The explosions could be nerve-shattering, and sometimes the silence even more so. The major challenge was to stay calm. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Because one night, when the bombs were falling, Liz's stepfather raised his rich tenor voice to sing and to lead a community sing. And everybody sang, including Liz. Indeed, especially Liz. In fact, the little 8-year young girl sang with such gusto and with such an incredible range of pitch that one by one the others in the shelter stopped singing to listen in awe. One might imagine a child of Liz's age singing an octave above the grown-ups, but Liz was often singing 2 octaves higher than the others, and so forcefully that Hitler's hardware sounded puny by comparison. Innumerable nights in the bomb shelter, little Liz cheered her Beckenham neighbors, mesmerizing them with her almost superhuman voice, and it wasn't long before her amazed mother took Liz to a throat specialist for an examination, and the specialist agreed that the little girl's voice was as developed as that of an adult, provided the adult could sing in a 4-octave range and with the power of a full-blown hurricane. Naturally, Liz's parents insisted on singing lessons for their daughter after that, and thus began a career the world will never forget. Just thought you might like to know where it all began. In an air raid shelter in Beckenham. She was their blessing first, and ours ever since. Little Julia Elizabeth Wells, who later took her stepdad's name. His name was Ted Andrews. So you know his stepdaughter as Julie? Only now you know the rest of the story.